Question yourself right now. Do you need to improve the type of tribesman that you are? You know, for those people that say, "Hey, Yancey's in my group right now." You got to be the best version of yourself to them.
Well, and when we say light up the planet, you know, why not light up your tribe?
Welcome to the Spartan Deca series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, director of sport, and Yancey Culp, director of programming.
What's up, Spartans? Welcome to the DECA series on the Spartan Up podcast. I'm your co-host, Jared Cogswell, along with my brother, Yancey Culp. And today, we've made it to part three of our five-part series, A Life Fueled by Fitness.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Amazfit. From May 18th to May 31st, Spartan Up listeners can head to us.amazfit.com/pages/Spartan to save $40 on a bundle that includes the Amazfit T-Rex Pro. That's us.amazfit.com/pages/Spartan.
How you doing today, my brother?
We're talking about the tribe, and speaking of tribe, you're in my tribe, and I hadn't seen you in a while. You know, you took a little hiatus, a little week vacation down in Hawaii, and I took some time off. And you popped on my screen, and I was like, "You're looking a little tan, brother."
Oh yeah,
you got like a shine. It was. I'll be honest. I was a tad bit jealous because you're a little more tan than I got. You had twice as many days off than me.
I was body surfing out there. I was showing people how it was done, dude. I was ripping up the curl.
I saw you on top of a volcano. Dang.
Yeah, we tried to do it all, you know. And you and I haven't had much time off since we started this journey with DECA, but you know, I tell you, it's good to be back. I'm fired up. I'm excited, and I'm gonna get my workout done right after this because we got to keep it rolling, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, speaking of which, you know, I'm excited about this particular episode. You know, for the listeners out there, you know, we've been talking about the roller coaster ride that most people experience with fitness. And, you know, it's the stopping and starting game, right? And, you know, in the first two episodes, we said, hey, number one, you got to find your purpose. You got to dig in deep. You got to find your why to why you train. And notice I said training, not exercise. Okay, it's training. We're training for this game called life. And number two is you have to find your sport of fitness or the activities that you enjoy. And this one, especially being guys that have really worked in a collaborative fashion with the gym industry, this one I think is very, very important because so many people try to stick to their fitness regimen alone, and they don't have to. And so we call this episode Finding Your Tribe. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, especially as a former gym owner, somebody that's been working in clubs and studios and gyms for their whole career, I've seen the power of finding one's tribe. And there's so many different benefits to it, right? You know, when you find your tribe and you're surrounded by like-minded people that are going to help you along your fitness journey, whether you're looking for it or not. But it's important. It's important to surround yourself with people on the same mission or a similar mission because there's so many benefits to it. And I think number one, you know, it's like us just being part of that same tribe, right? Like I've got to try to keep up with Yancey Culp, which is damn near impossible, right? But that means I've got to stay fit. I've got to do the best thing that I can do for myself, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. But having Yancey Culp as part of my tribe, it motivates and inspires me to be my best, you know, the best version of myself. So it holds me more accountable because I know if I skip too many workouts, Yancey Culp's going to be, he's going to be slipping that much further ahead of me, okay? Now, I don't expect to keep up with Yancey Culp. But knowing that I got to at least be in his rearview window, you know, or rearview mirror, I've got to stick to it. You know, like I got to go get my workout when we're done here today. I think the other thing is when you find your tribe, It gives people a sense of belonging, you know, and we all want to be part of something, you know, and there, that community is so important when it comes to fitness. And then, like I already said, you know, you're going to be motivated, you're going to be inspired, you're going to be more consistent with your workouts. And, you know, and I think you're also going to be pushed out of your comfort zone, right? Like, as a climber, you know, I've always been the one like, okay, maybe I don't have to be the first one to the summit, but when I'm surrounded with my brothers and sisters that like to climb mountains, again, I want to be in, you know, that top three, four, or five on the mountain that are getting up there in a timely manner. And sometimes that means I got to push further than what I'm normally comfortable doing. And I think that's a good thing, you know, when you're surrounded with those types of people. I think you're also going to have more fun. That's another benefit of finding your tribe. And then the last thing I think what it does is when you get pushed out of your comfort zone and you find yourself going, wow, I can do that. And you were inspired and motivated by other people, what it's going to do ultimately for you, it's going to throw away that self-doubt and give you more confidence, yeah. You know? And because you and I both know the mental and emotional side is just as important as the physical side. So I'm excited about this topic, man, because there are so many benefits to it of finding your tribe. So what are your thoughts?
Well, first off, you're in my tribe. That's important to me. We do have the opportunity to spend a lot of time together. We spend a lot of time together face to face, but a lot of times like this on Zooms and Google Hangouts. And I just want to let you know, brother, if I haven't told you in a while, you're in my tribe. And a lot of us have heard that saying that iron sharpens iron, and that we are an average of the five people that we spend the most time with. And that five number gets loosely thrown out there, but that could be. I have a career where I spend a lot of time with a lot of people, but let's zone in on five right now. And I kind of want to do a little project here for the listeners and the viewers is True Serum Honesty. Do a little project in your head right now. Who are those five people right now? You know, if you look at a month, let's say a month, who are the five people that you spent the most hours with? And in some cases during COVID and even now, you know, a lot of that time is here with this type of environment. And we have all these different groups over the course of the years where how we build that tribe. And I, leading into the podcast here, I said, okay, who are my five? I just hung out with a few on vacation. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to paint the picture that this has got to be all regimented and just training all the time and these real stiff guardrails. Let me tell you something. We threw back a few cold ones. We had a lot of fun. We partied. But you know what? A handful of those people are in my tribe of five. And every single morning I knew it wasn't Yancey getting up organizing the workout. They were getting up organizing the workout. They were going on the beach run. So you know what? Just like when I travel with you, I know you're going to work out. That's healthy pressure on me. And I knew they were going to get up and work out. I've been training my whole life, but they put healthy pressure on me to take care of what we said in one of the previous episodes, taking care of the beautiful machine. So I think it's a good project for the people listening in here to say, okay, let me sit back and maybe take jot down, you know, get a pen and paper and say, you know what? These are my five right now. And you might find that some of those aren't helping you. Let's get real here. Maybe they're not helping you be the best version of yourself right now. And that doesn't mean that you have to kick them out of your tribe, but we all have people like my category of an accountability partner and a mentor and somebody that puts wind underneath my wings. And it doesn't always have to be about training, but they provide a lot for me. And another very important thing that you have to ask yourself, and this might be the most important question, is like, sometimes we focus in on what everybody's doing for me, but it's like, whoa, I'm in somebody's tribe right now. There's people out there right now that say, if they were asked the question, they would say, yeah, Yancey's in my tribe. Am I a positive influence to them? Now, we may have a lot of fun, like I said, but am I helping them lead a life of, am I leading them, graciously leading them towards fitness? so they are a better version of themselves. I'm going to give you one little nugget here. What I'm about to say is not debatable. Every single person walking the planet spends most of their time on one of three platforms, platform A, B, or C. I could spend an hour talking about each platform. I'll just give you a quick 20 seconds. A, you're a positive influence. You bring big energy. You're a positive influence. C is on the opposite side. You're negative. You're a pain in the ass. You're not good. You're not good for the tribe. And B is mediocrity. It applies to so many aspects of your life. But when we're talking about being a good tribesman or tribeswoman, you know, am I going to spend my time on A today? Am I going to be a great positive influence for the people in my tribe? Because I'm damn sure Yancey leans in on people all the time that are in his tribe. And you're one of those, and you may need to, we may need to massage and groom our mentor and accountability partner tribe a little more. So when we get very real with ourselves.
Yeah, you remind me of a lot when we first met each other and we're stuck in that RV in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And remember, I got back from the run and I opened the door. I said, "You ready to light up the planet?"
Yeah.
Yancey Culp. And we've been living by that mantra ever since. But that's the thing that pushes us, you know, subconsciously. It's not even something that we even have to pay attention to it. Just that's what we do for one another.
It was life changing. That time was life-changing, brother.
Well, and I think some people just don't even know where to start, where to find their tribe, you know. And obviously for us, it's the gym, you know. The gyms, they motivate and inspire people. They create these really special communities. Like you call them, you know, their second home, right? The gym becomes their second home. And we use mantras like fit fam, right? Well, you find your fit fam in most cases at the gym. You know, you just have to find the right gym for you, especially when it's aligned with your purpose and the activities that you enjoy. But I think you could also find that tribe, you know, whether or not it might be a neighbor. It could be a coworker. It could be your social media friends, you know, for that matter. And maybe, it could be somebody from your church. It could be, you could find online groups. There's running groups out there. There's moms groups. There's all these people that they want to be connected, you know, cause it fills them up here, not just here. Yeah. And I think we put a lot of what I want to make sure we don't do is put pressure on people. Because not everybody's an extrovert and they're going to go connect with a bunch of people, but it only takes one, you know, like go find that one friend, that one family member or that one coworker that wants to be more fit themselves, that they want to improve their self-confidence. They want to improve themselves physically, mentally, emotionally. And, you know, the other thing you can do is, you know, maybe when you first join a gym or whatever activities you enjoy on your fitness journey, you know, go get a coach, you know. I always say get a coach, not a trainer, because the best coaches out there, fitness coaches that are out there, one, they know how to educate people so they can do the work of a trainer. And even though they are one of the same, but they inspire you to keep going and keep coming back. So just go find that one person. If you're having a hard time finding that tribe, eventually you're going to find that tribe. I even think there's opportunities. Like if you go into a group fitness class, maybe you tell the instructor, like you introduce yourself, you develop a bond with that instructor, but you know, put it out there and say, "Hey, look, you know, I'm looking for friends on the same journey as me, or people that have some things in common with me that are going to help me along this journey of fitness." So we do have to throw ourselves out there. We have to do some of the work ourselves.
Yeah, and you and I say a lot. We say this often, and it's so true. As you know, we've coached a lot of classes, and I always tell the clients that every single one of us has the opportunity to be a coach every day. You may not hold a single certification. Doesn't matter. You know, when we were on vacation and there were 16 people in our tribe, and one of the coaches, Kim, my sister-in-law, said, I've got a workout scheduled today. All those nine coaches, of course I was in, but all those nine coaches could have said, no, I'm not doing that. But a handful of them said, I'm in. And you know what? It was just like the dominoes started rolling. Everybody was in. So you have the ability to coach every single day, even though you're not a certified coach, my friends.
Yeah, you got that right. I think also you got to be clear on who you surround yourself with, mm-hmm. you know, because that matters. And, you know, it's like you said, you went and found your tribe. You're down in Texas. Of course, you guys are going to have a good time. I think that's what Texans do. But Texans are also known for working hard and getting after it. And so my guess is just about every one of those people that you surrounded yourself with this past weekend, they would have been a good tribe for myself as well. You know, like attracts like. But I think also you got to look at the environment that you want to be in. You know, when we've helped a lot of people find the right gym or the right facility for them as they find the activities that they enjoy. But, you know, is it, do you want a competitive environment? Do you want emotional support? Are you more focused on results or do you want, you know, more friendships? You know, there's different ways of approaching fitness, especially when you're finding your tribe. And I just ask that people be patient in the process. You know, it is, I think fitness is a lifelong journey. It's especially if you want to just stop that stop and starting process. Mm-hmm. And I think when you find the right tribe too, it's a group and it's a community that leans in on each other. My wife owns a fitness studio, and I'm always amazed at her private Facebook page. You know, for example, they are consistently supporting one another, supporting in a way like when they see somebody do something great or outside of their comfort zone, they post about it. They'll post like, you know, something about that other person, which is awesome. And I think it lends itself to what you just said, like everybody can be a coach and, yep. and could supply that inspiration, right? But that you'll see on that page too, you'll see the coaches even participate in there, inviting them to classes and inviting them to be part of certain events and so forth. And I think that's it may seem like a small thing, like a private Facebook page, but it can really go a long way when you're building that tribe.
Yeah, and what we're talking about here is so important. And I'm going to sprinkle in a few things that we've talked about in the past episodes with, when we talked about getting off the roller coaster ride and consistently working fitness in your life and finding the right fitness for you. It's out there. I promise you, maybe you don't have it right now, but don't shy away. And I see this a lot. It's like that people will get a little bit nervous about having somebody come into their tribe that's that highly motivated coach type person. They may not be a coach, but they're very active. They're always out doing active things. And it doesn't always have to be a sport or an event, but allow yourself to let those people into your life, because one more very specific thing we've talked about in a previous episode was this is the beautiful machine. And if you allow a few more mentors and accountability partners in your tribe that kind of lead you to fitness, you're going to be a better version of yourself. And you are, remember, you're going to be able to say yes to things later on in life that if you don't take care of the machine, the body will say no. And we don't want that. So let's let them in. Let them in. It's extremely important to your long-term mental and physical health. But make sure that I, you know, I said this earlier, is that question yourself right now. Do you need to improve the type of tribesman that you are? You know, for those people that say, "Hey, Yancey's in my group right now." You got to be the best version of yourself to them.
Well, and when we say light up the planet, you know, why not light up your tribe? You know, be one of those people, and you know. But it again, it's part of the process, you know. And so, number one, find your purpose. Find your purpose to why you want to be fit, why you want to be the best version of yourself. Number two, find the right activity, something that puts a smile on your face, something that just makes you excited to actually do and achieve. And number three, find that tribe, okay? When you go out and find your tribe, they are going to inspire you and motivate you in ways you didn't even think of. I saw a post recently, and it was encouraging people basically to build their own garage gym, okay? Now, I don't have a problem with garage gyms, but I'm a gym guy, so I'm always, you know, to each his own, okay? Whatever is going to motivate you, but I am a believer that the tribe, the team that you're on, the community that you're involved with is much stronger than you can ever be as an individual. Yeah. And that's why when we get done here, I'm going to go to my tribe at Colfax Strong here in Denver. I know you'll go to HIT Athletic in Austin, Texas there, because that's our tribe. Those are the people that they actually miss us when we don't show up, right? Yeah. And so I think it just sums up what this is all about is just connecting you again to a deeper purpose with fitness. And it's even better when you get to enjoy it with others.
You brought up the old time in the RV, Fort Bragg, brother. And there was a very special moment there. When it was early on in our 14, 15 days there. We had a little welcome mat leading you into the RV, like many people have the welcome mat leading people into their home. And I love that. But we turned that welcome mat around. And it was like, what we're welcoming ourselves to this beautiful planet of ours. That I'm going to go say yes to something out there outside of my home. And here at the Culp House, we have the welcome mats facing the other direction, because that's where we go a lot. We get out and we do things, and even if you're a little introverted, you allow yourself to get in, migrate into a little tribe, maybe a workout at your local gym that you don't have a membership at yet, and a couple days pass and you start to feel a little more comfortable. And you hit on the women there. The women are better than us. They're always better at us and at building the tribe and lifting people up. And I love that. And I try to be a better version of myself when I see the ladies doing that. So props to all the females for being the big tribe creators. We love y'all. But allow yourself to get outside and leave the house and dive in, my friends.
Well, they certainly are the influencers of fitness, no doubt. And, you know, the last thing I'll wrap it up is with this. You know, again, fitness is a lifelong journey. But when you find your tribe along that journey, you're going to find lifelong friends. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hey, man, I really enjoy these conversations, because this is what it's all about. And I don't even want to admit it, but yeah, when you have 50 plus years between us of fitness experience, we've dealt with a lot of people out there struggling, and it's because they just didn't have that one person to help them through the journey. And we're climbing that mountain, right? And we got to keep climbing. Next week, we're going to talk about knowing your scoreboard, knowing when to celebrate fitness, knowing when you're actually making progress to keep you motivated along that journey.
Got to test it every now and then.
Yeah, you got to test it every now and then. But anyway, I appreciate you, brother.
Much love, and, my friend.
I'm glad you're part of my tribe.
It's a good day to be alive. Live, love, laugh, and serve big, with big, big focus on the serve.
Hey team, thanks for listening in today. Episode 3, Finding Your Tribe. This is a 5-part series called A Life Fueled by Fitness. And you can find our other 2 episodes on YouTube on the Spartan Up podcast.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Amazfit. From May 18th to May 31st, Spartan Up listeners can head to us.amazfit.com/pages/Spartan to save $40 on a bundle that includes the Amazfit T-Rex Pro. That's us.amazfit.com/pages/Spartan. Thanks for listening to this episode of the DECA series on Spartan Up podcast. Spartan Up is your partner in resilience for mind, body, and spirit. We're here 3 days every week. Tuesdays, you can find Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan, interviewing biohackers, business leaders, authors and athletes. Thursdays and Saturdays, catch episodes from our DECA, Endurance, Trail, Combat, and La Ruta series. Do you know someone who needs a little nudge? Maybe they could use some motivation, tactics, to be stronger, healthier, happier, more successful. Tell them about our show. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment. We want to know who's watching and who's listening. Thanks. See you next time.